Hey, Cornerstone. Today's Cornerstone Connection comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3. Do you remember the FedEx logo? I remember the first time somebody pointed out to me that the FedEx logo has an arrow in it. Now, every time I see a FedEx truck drive by my house, I cannot help but see the arrow. I feel a bit like that when I read scripture. Everywhere I look, I see disciple making. It's all over the pages of Scripture, from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament, and today's passage is no exception. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, Paul says this. He says, "You, Timothy, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, and sufferings." You see, this is kind of a farewell letter from Paul to Timothy. Paul knows that the end of his life is coming, and he's calling Tim to faithfully follow Jesus, to guard the gospel from false teaching, and to continue in the good work of advancing the gospel to a dark and dying world. And he's saying, "Timothy, remember, you watched me all these years. You watched my teaching. You followed my teaching. You saw how I lived, how I conducted myself. You saw my aims and ambitions in life to glorify and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. You saw my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness. You've watched me. You've patterned your life after me. And you've imitated the Lord Jesus Christ. And now I'm calling you to do that all the more in my departure." Paul was a disciple maker. He had helped Timothy know Christ and grow in Christ. And now he's saying, "I want you to do the same with other people." But Paul wasn't the only person who had that kind of disciple-making impact on Timothy's life. Paul also talks about Timothy's mother and grandmother. He speaks about them in 2 Timothy 3:14. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." These women, Lois and Eunice, had a profound impact on Timothy's life. They took the scriptures, the God-breathed scriptures, and they shared them with Timothy. They taught him about the Lord, and it shaped him into the man that he was on that day. You see, Timothy was to pattern his life after these women, to pattern his life after Paul, to pattern his life after Jesus, and continue to faithfully advance the gospel and make disciples of Jesus Christ. You see, Paul reminds Timothy here in this passage that these women and Paul himself took the word of God, the scriptures, and they used them. We are all called to use the word of God to help others know Christ and grow in Christ. That's what it means to be a disciple maker. And so Paul writes this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. He says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching and reproof and correction and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work." Scripture is to be used. It's to be used to teach other people about the Lord, to declare the gospel. This word declares to us God's plan of salvation for a hopeless and dark and dying world. God's word is to be used to reprove or correct people. The word "correct" here means to straighten out. That's what parents do for their kids, right? We, in love, we straighten them out to help get them on a path of living for the Lord. And that's what God does for his children through his word. We're to train up other people in righteousness, that they might know how to live, how to conduct themselves in life, how to live as disciple makers, so that other people might be complete, equipped for every good work. We are to use God's word to equip other people to do the work that God has called us to do, to go out and make disciples of all nations. Church, I want you to think about the people who have invested themselves in your life. Maybe you had a spiritual father like Timothy did in the Apostle Paul. Maybe you had parents or grandparents who were incredibly influential on your faith. Imitate their way of life. Pattern your life after Christ Jesus and help other people come to know Christ and grow in their relationship with Him, that they might be brought to Christian maturity and thoroughly equipped for the good works that God has prepared for them.